With us here in the studio now, we've got Catherine Larnach, as it's our monthly Leslie's Readers book group. And we've been reading The Last Pilot by Benjamin Johncock. Wrote much of the book, as I understand it, while he was living here in Suffolk. It was chosen for us by Catherine Larnach. She's boss of our group. Is that allowed to say that? Especially she looks at me in horror when I say that. A freelance journalist, works with Browsers Bookshop and just loves books. Has her own website and so on. You can read. I don't know how you have time to read all the books that you do. I fail mostly in trying to read this book and that book. Do you have several on the go at once?
I try not to, because then it all gets very confusing.
Yeah. So you suggested it. What made you pick this in the first place?
Well, yes, I'm trying to think back on it, really, because it isn't the sort of book that I would normally pick off a shelf, I don't think. But it was nominated as one of the Brave New Reads, and it was one of the library managers, Sophie at Woodbridge, who actually recommended it. She'd read it and was raving about it. And also, I think it was the space element. Tim Peake has really captured a lot of people's imagination, and certainly for me, I was never really interested in space travel and all that sort of stuff before, but I think he made it very personal and made it very approachable, and so I was interested through him. And this book similarly has that same approach, I think, puts a personal slant on something that is beyond most of our experience. So it's about a chap called Jim Harrison in America. He's part of the Air Force, and he's a test pilot. And then, so he's doing various very challenging things in the desert, pushed to the limits physically as they push their...
So breaking the sound barrier to start
right.
with and so on.
Yes, so the planes are really pushed and pushed and pushed. And then because of their expertise, they're then taken into the space element of it. So look at how they're exploring space travel, these pilots are equipped to actually take that next stage. So he moves on to that. But as he does so, he's got various challenges going on in his personal life as well. So... And that's the interesting thing, I think, is...
It's hard to talk about without giving it all away, isn't it? But so
yes.
We don't want to give it away, because if you haven't read it, it'd be nice to whet your appetite a bit.
That's right. But there are a couple of elements that I think need to be mentioned. So the main thing is that he is being challenged emotionally at home. So in his work life, he's got to be very cool, calm, focused. And then at home, he is similarly cool, calm and focused, arguably, but... Then his wife has a baby. So obviously that's a huge emotional moment.
It is, because for a while they can't have a baby, can
That's
they?
Right. So
and she's stuck in the middle of this desert most of the time, just waiting for him to come home.
Yeah, and also the fact that, you know, he's facing all these life and death moments as he's flying, but she's at home wondering whether he's going to come home because of what he's facing. So it's quite a task for her as well. And we get a little glimpse of that, but really he's the main focus for the story. So they have a baby. And there is, what should we say? I mean, there is a crisis there, and it's a sad moment. So then we're dealing with how he and she deals with that crisis. And for him, it means going back into his test pilot mode, if you like, in being very pragmatic, very practical. He has to make some difficult decisions. He does it for the family. And then he has to live by those decisions, the consequences of them. And then it's really, I think, really interesting as to how that manifests itself in his behaviour afterwards, because he bottles everything in, because that's what he's been taught to do, presumably. But then when he's experiencing the height of emotion, he needs to express it in some way. And what we see is that he gradually, his body sort of lets him down, and he becomes a victim, or he's held accountable by various habits that he has to go through. It's like OCD. So he has to switch off all the plugs. He has to wash his hands frequently. He has to close doors and things. And the key moment is when he's facing an emergency and he has to move quickly. What does he do then?
Does he wash his hands or not, basically?
Yeah. And it's such a powerful moment, because as you're reading it, I felt my heart was racing and I was becoming breathless, because you were so captured by the description and so worried for this character. So it was very powerful. But then it's contrast with the beginning of the book, where it's quite technical. I don't know how you felt about that as we were leading into the beginning of the book, where we were finding out so many details about the engines and the planes and the pilots and all that they had to do.
I also love the description of the desert, and I could feel the heat and the slowness as compared to the sort of the heat of the engines of the aeroplanes and the heat of this desert where everything is really just slow, isn't it, as well?
Yeah. And also, we're really caught up in the male mindset, I think. Certainly, perhaps that's the wrong thing to say. The mindset of the people who are equipped to do the particular task, and the dialogue that the author uses to present that as well. It's very clipped. It's very matter of fact. We go through pages where it's almost like yes, no answers. Obviously, a bit more than that. But you're flipping through the pages because there's a lot of dialogue there. But it's presented in a very matter of fact way, representing these characters again who are dealing with very difficult situations, but the way they deal with them is being very cool and calm.
It is. It's fascinating. It's just Benjamin's just won an award for this as his debut novel. We're going to talk to him. Sadly, he couldn't be with us now. Otherwise, we'd have let you have a chat to him as well. But we're going to talk to him at 4:10. You have to tell me what you want me to ask. We've had one or two comments come in. I think you've got one from Helen. You mentioned Brave New Reads. Now, this is something, I think it's East Anglian wide, but Suffolk Libraries have a look at their webpage. And it used to be called Summer Reads, but basically 6 books that you might want to read on your summer holes that perhaps are a little bit different. And as you say, you may not have picked this off the shelf without having seen it there.
That's right. They've been selected by reading circles throughout East Anglia. So in Suffolk, Norfolk, Essex and Cambridgeshire, people have got together and formed sort of temporary book groups, if you like. They've been sent a list of books to read, and then they fed back to the Library Service and the Writers' Centre in Norwich, I think, giving their feedback on these particular books. And the 6 best ones, the ones that got the most votes, have been chosen as the Brave New Reads. One of the comments that we've had is from Helen, who's at Woodbridge Library, and she says it's her favourite Brave New Read this year. She says she's really enjoyed the historical detail, but she didn't feel that it distracted from the story, which was skillfully woven with fact, which is a very good point. It's really moving and inspiring story, and certainly left me wanting to find out more about the space race and the historical characters involved.
And because there are a lot of books these days, aren't there, which are a mixture of real history and then woven with a bit of fiction.
Yes.
And that is really, you want to know quite how much was true and exactly what
That's
happened.
That's right. It can be a bit distracting sometimes, or a bit irritating, because you think, well, I want to know, you know, what am I being misled here?
Yeah, what does it?
But actually, particularly when it's a subject where you wouldn't normally take up a textbook or a history or a biography, I think it's a really good way in. And it makes you think a little bit more about, certainly with this book as well, with the people involved. So it's not just the facts, it's not the science behind it, it's about how it affected the people involved, and that they're like you and me, which is, you know, amazing capability.
So, someone called Robin says it's a really unusual book and like anything I've ever read before, but really enjoyable too. I was fascinated by the way that the author wove a fictional story through a real life history of the early days of NASA and how seamlessly he achieved that. I also now know a fair bit more about American aviation in the 1950s and 60s than I did before, which is what you said as well. And one comment that came through from Jay Franklin in Woodbridge: what struck me while reading the book is how cigarettes were used in those days to create a pause. For example, the main character on one page goes through all the rituals of smoking and then sat and smoked and thought of nothing. In this book, which brilliantly depicts the clipped dialogue of that time and place, which you've mentioned as well, you're made aware that the meaning is to be found in what is not said.
Yes. And it's amazing how he creates this, for us, I think, authentic American feel. I mean, you've talked about the sensation of heat of the desert. And the period as well, 1960s, it just feels so real. So how he got into that mood
while
to write it.
While he was in Southwold.
Yes, exactly.
So that's one question, how get into the American feel of that. Yeah.
And also something else that somebody mentioned to me was that it's quite like a Western. There's goodies and baddies, the American space race versus the Russian space race. And the fact that, you know, they're very American. The swagger, you feel, is almost like the cowboy type thing. And also the cigarettes did play... Well, I think of them playing quite a big part in the Western type
movies.
Thing.
Yes. So I need some spaghetti Western music, don't I? Good, bad, or the ugly, get that weaving in underneath as well. So I'll tell you when, because in fact, Benjamin's going to be in the area. He's going to be at a couple of library events, and I'll mention those in just a minute or two. If you haven't read this and your appetite's wet, then feel free. It's Benjamin Johncock, The Last Pilot. We have got another book now to read, and Catherine will tell us what that is next.